Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And we're here today with Julie Arsenault. She's the account executive for the Portland Press Herald, Monster.com, and the Maine Sunday Telegram. And she's going to be talking to us today about the state of career fairs. That's where we're going to start today. Julie, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You know, one of the things that has changed a lot over the last few years is this concept of career fairs. So, it used to be that they were, huge events that encompassed a lot of people. I noticed over the years it's tapered down a little. Certainly with the economy, you see an upsurge in terms of the number of people attending career fairs. What's really the state today?
Well, actually, we were just talking about this yesterday. We've seen just the opposite. When we look back 5 years ago, and we had host career fairs, and we're going into the big spring career fair season now, we would host them at the paper, anywhere from 1,100 to 1,600 job seekers attend. And now we're lucky if we see anywhere from 300 to 500 job seekers attend. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me where the economy was then and where it is now. And there are companies hiring, so it's an interesting concept to think about.
Why do you think A, there are less, and B, have the level changed of participants in these career fairs? In other words, are you seeing more blue collar, more white collar? What are you seeing?
We're seeing a mix, and things are starting to rebound gradually. For a little while, it was tough to have companies come because they didn't need to. They were getting people coming in through their doors on their websites that they didn't need to attend career fairs. Now it's starting to open up a little more, but we're finding that they're looking for skilled workers a lot more now with highly skilled workers and trying to get in front of that passive audience. That's the real hot ticket right now, is getting in front of the employed that may have the skills that they're looking for.
And you don't normally see employed people go to a job fair.
Correct.
So how does a job fair organizer or a company that's thinking about going to one of these really attract that type of talent?
Well, that's kind of what our job would be, being the marketing people. And we have a job fair that we've actually totally redone that's coming up in March. And what we're going to do is we're trying to pull in all ages, all educations, all genres per se. So we're going to be offering some seminars for job seekers. One will be a motivational type speaker. We'll have some for veterans, and we'll have one that will just be basic skills. But the bigger need, I think, is to get those companies out there and promote the companies that will be there. Because what happens is when we start advertising the career fair and the companies put there that they're participating, that drives people to their websites. And it is a passive way of reaching these seekers. And we as a medium, a news medium, we can use the paper to get in front of the people that may be reading the paper for just the news. Instead of just looking in the classified section.
When you're talking to companies and saying, hey, you should come to this event, and you said that you revised it or revamped it a little, tell us about some of the changes you've made and what will make it a little bit more attractive to companies this year.
Like I mentioned before, we're going to be offering free educational seminars for job seekers. We're really excited. We're going to have a general motivational type speaker that will speak to people, because we find there are displaced workers out there that have never been to a job fair before, and they walk into the job fair, have no idea how to start a conversation, if they should bring their resumes, what they should do. So it's kind of going to be upbeat. We're also going to offer a resource room that we will help people upload their resumes on Monster, which is free. That'll get them in front of the passive audience, because a lot of the HR folks that know that there's a proactive way of recruiting that isn't putting a job posting out there or putting an ad out there, that recruiters do look in resume databases for skilled workers. So we're really going to be promoting and educating and helping job seekers do that. We plan on having a resource room with about 15 booths just to help job seekers, passive and active. We're also toying around with an idea of having a speed job seeking type booth instead of a speed dating type booth, where folks that may not have time. Do you need to ask me a question?
No, I was just going to say that's a big difference between interviewing and different interviewing. Different skill sets are needed for that, Julie.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure we're clear on that.
We haven't fine-tuned the details, but we're trying to attract the person that may only have their lunch hour to pop in, that won't have time to go to all the recruiters, but is really interested in getting their resume in front of them. I'm a big believer that face-to-face contact, being from Maine, makes more of an impact, but there are other people that would just drop it off and then go. So again, we're fine-tuning it. We're trying to think outside the box, and it's kind of exciting.
When you've talked a lot about what the job seekers are going to be getting, so they'll be certainly getting, you know, resume help, probably, you know, motivational speaking, different things to help the job seeker. And are you feeling that this will bring a better candidate to the job fair so that the employers see a better value for their dollars?
150% correct. Yes, that's it. Because ultimately, that's what the vendors or companies want, is a good variety skilled workers to come to that event, not just the ones coming through and picking up the trinkets.
Yeah, the freebies, yeah. The swag.
The swag.
Swag, as we used to call it, or still call it, I guess. Okay, you talk a little bit about the advertising part of it. So let's talk a little bit about the paper.
Sure.
You know, the Portland Press Herald is a great paper. Maine Sunday paper is great. However, let's be honest, readership has been down a little over the last few years. And, you know, if you look at the, if you want to call it the job section of the paper, it's certainly a lot less than it used to be. I don't know what the percentages are. I'm sure you have some of those numbers. Why should an organization or company really think that they should still advertise in a paper when there is the online? Now, maybe you can tell me a little bit about how that affects it as well. They have Monster. They have other companies that are out there that they can put it on. Heck, they can go to LinkedIn. Why should they use still the method of the newspaper?
That's a great question, Dave. The paper is such a valuable asset to the community. We will offer the classified section for your active job seeker. We will have our online with mainjobsmonster.com. But the one thing that makes us super different is that we also have all the news in the rest of the paper, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of people we reach every day. We can transform a recruitment ad into a passive, non-traditional recruitment ad and pop it in the main section of the paper, and it works very, very effectively. I did a program with a insurance company last year that was all passive job ads that ran primarily outside of the recruitment section. It was very, very effective for them. We put together and they were not very conservative about the ads, which was great. We were able to be very creative.
It matters, doesn't it, how creative you can get with the ad. That old traditional ad just really doesn't work anymore today. You have to have something that grabs their attention.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the same thing if you're advertising for anything. Something has to catch their attention. Maybe if you had a couple of tips or something that you could give to companies who are saying, hey, I might want to advertise for a job. I might think of going back to a paper or an online paper, a tip or two of what they should think about prior to actually doing that and maybe how they should approach it.
Okay. One of the hot ticket right now is reaching the passive job seeker, is what I'm hearing from most of the recruiters. One of the other big thing that's important is branding right now, the companies. A lot of the job seekers like to get the look and feel of the company before they go and work there. So we're seeing a big upswing in selling branding packages with their job postings. And I hate to say they're beautiful, but some of the templates that we've designed are just get you excited just looking at the job posting, because there's such a strong feel like I want to go work there. And I would suggest that to most companies, think about branding. What makes you different? What would make someone, how can you attract someone? Because it is, when you look at yourself, when you put a posting out there, it comes up and you're competing against all those companies. So what makes you different? And we have products that will help you do that. And branding is a big one right now. Very, very big and very affordable.
So between the paper and the online, is it something that somebody would buy both? Or do you recommend that they think of both areas or just one or the other? Or does it depend on the company?
Honestly, it would depend on the company. We do a lot of custom type stuff right now because not everyone is in the same boat, so to speak. They may be limited budgets. Budgets may have been cut. They may be trying to reach a certain area of the state. And we can really fine tune who they're trying to reach as well. So it does definitely vary.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Peter Boldick at Harvest Hill Farms. For those folks who are looking for healthy eating alternatives, we have been raising natural range-fed beef and poultry right here in the great state of Maine for over 15 years. Let us introduce you to our Never Ever program. Our animals are never ever introduced to growth hormones or antibiotics, only raised as nature intended. We are conveniently located on Route 26 in Mechanic Falls. To find out more, call us at 998-5485 or go to our website, harvesthillfarms.com. That's harvesthillfarms.com.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
MaineNewsSimply.com wants to celebrate the businesses that make Maine great. Businesses like yours. We're looking for innovative, interesting companies to feature on the Mimic Spotlight on Business. Simply log on to MaineNewsSimply.com and look for the link to share your company's unique story. MaineNewsSimply.com delivers headlines from over 50 of Maine's most respected news sources. The Mimic Spotlight on Business is a business profile series co-sponsored by Vero Dana and Time Warner. Free, concise, timely. MaineNewsSimply.com, the easiest way to stay on top of the business news that matters in Maine.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. Julie Arsenault is with us. How are you, Julie?
Great, Dave. How are you?
This is going well. Hey, you know, one of the things I forgot to mention in the last segment was you were talking about career fairs, and you didn't tell us where or when.
That's right. Our career fair is going to be March 20th, which is a Wednesday, at Seasons Event Center, formerly Varillo's, on the Westbrook-Portland line. It'll be from 1 to 5 p.m., and that is a free fair for job seekers.
And how many employers do you anticipate at this point?
We're hoping to have at least 50 there.
Wow, that would be great.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's super. So any level, any positions?
Any level, any position, seasonal, part-time, full-time.
You know, one of the things we've talked about in terms of the job boards is that, you know, certainly you represent Monster, and there are great job boards out there. Look, we all use them, whether it be, and you know, other vendors or whether it be online. Some of the big ones, you know, LinkedIn, Career Builder, Jobs in the U.S., all these are great different programs. What makes the local feel for here in Maine? Or if you're in somewhere else in the country, why would Monster make that local feel compared to maybe the big job board that it looks like with, you know, the big, scary, funny, monster-looking guy on the screen?
Right. That would be Trump. And that's a great question, Dave. Monster, it comes across as a monster job board, and it's not. Monster has done a great job over the years of partnering with a lot of the big companies, but realized they weren't getting any of those smaller companies. So about 5 years ago, they started partnering with local newspapers. And that's where we jumped on board, and now we're mainjobs.com/monster. So we're one and the same. And they have done this with hundreds of newspapers across the country. So not only are you getting the exposure of being a monster nationwide, but you'll also get the exposure of that local feel as well. So if you're a Mainer in Portland looking for a job in South Portland, they will have relevant jobs on there for you to look at. There's always the misconception that you'll have people applying from all over the country, which happens to everybody all the time. And that does happen on Monster sometimes. But we have the product that we have that we sell is so powerful and has filters, and that we can fine tune it so that you're not getting that unwanted traffic.
Well, certainly some organizations are looking for skilled labor that may be across the globe or across the country. And certainly I know that that can be tailored and fit to whatever that organization is looking for. When you are talking to companies, what are they really looking for today? What are some of the key things that, you know, they're looking for from either a job board or, you know, you talk to recruiters all the time. Gosh, I know I talk to recruiters all the time. What exactly are they looking for that you're hearing today for trends?
The trend right now is how to reach the passive job seeker. That's the big trend right now, and how to brand their company effectively to get those people interested in coming to work for them, and how to lure them away without causing any conflict.
Well, that's a big deal. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's one of the challenges, right, is that companies get a little nervous calling other companies that are a similar type.
Absolutely.
Because they don't want to be perceived in the wrong way. So how can Monster help with that?
We have many products that we can help with branding the company, what would make them different. And then we have more of the main jobs feel to it with a newspaper, products that can put their ads in front of the job seeker that may be going in and checking out their son because he played in a basketball game last night, that we could pop an ad in the sports section. I always look at it as what makes us different against the other great companies that are out there selling recruitment ads. And that's one of the things that we can do very, very well. We can, we could pop an ad in the home and garden section as well if someone's trying to reach that certain type of demographic. So Monster itself has job postings. We also have the resume database, which I would highly recommend everyone to put their resume on Monster. And that's a great way that even if you're not looking, you're happy, but you don't know who's going to reach out to you, that you might consider speaking with them.
I also know that on the site you have career resources. And what exactly does that encompass?
Those are all resources that for job seekers and employers that people can go in, and there's great information about statistics, salaries, how to enhance your resume if you're a job seeker. Employers, there's just profound amounts of information for employers on there as well.
So when you're talking to a company or an organization and they're looking for a highly skilled, specific person, maybe an engineer, maybe a physician assistant, maybe a very IT technical person, would you say that that the most effective way would be to look at the online research? Would it be effective to be in the paper? Would it be effective to be, you know, what exactly do you think here in Maine or even across the country that would work?
It would be going into the resume database, absolutely, because you can put the certain skills that you're looking for, make them required or not required, and start up with a broad search and then narrow it down based on, you know, education, where they're working, experience. And the thing about that product that makes a difference that a job posting, it's the job posting is like casting your fishing rod out there and pulling it back in, and you're not quite sure what you're going to get. Whereas the resume database for recruiters, you're putting in specific criteria and you're getting back qualified candidates within seconds.
You do a lot of events, conferences, and so forth, and I'm sure you'll be up at the Maine HR convention.
Yes, we will. We're a sponsor.
That's awesome. And Heather and Bud and their group here, of course, are great sponsors of the show and also will be at the event, so that's awesome. Tell me a little bit about the difference between a job fair and an event like that in terms of how Monster approaches getting in front of employers.
The job fair, we kind of take a twofold approach that we're there for the vendors, but we're there for the job seekers as well. So we're wearing a different hat for job fairs. The HR conference is more us building the relationships and meeting the people, where Maine is such a big state. Sometimes we don't get to see them face to face. So it's good for us to brand ourselves. Unfortunately, there is competition and we're still branding ourselves. But getting to know people always helps. You know, Mainers like building relationships and knowing people face to face. And it's a great opportunity for us to be out there. And we build business that way.
There's no question about it. Julie, you live here in Maine, correct?
I do.
Born and raised?
I'm a Mainer through and through.
A Mainer through and through. Well, we appreciate you being on the show today. And, you know, look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, Dave, very much.
And we'll be right back.